The absence of the rule of law is the fundamental, most pivotal requirement for the installation of an authoritarian-style government where everyone is subservient to the state. We've discussed that here together multiple times, and we understand that as crime is legalized by the radical puppeteers, the globalists that run Joe Biden around on a leash, pushing him into signing executive actions, implementing the radical agenda of those that hate America, while he sleeps the days away in some unknown, undisclosed location, the country that we know, the republic that we have, is disappearing. It's under attack. We see the narrative. The good side is that when we hear this rhetoric, we know it all to be lies. We know that Black Lives Matter, for example, is a political organization, the fastest growing financial contributor to the left. They're the arm of intimidation used to silence anyone that supports conservative values, the nuclear family structure, freedom from masking mandates and business closures, freedom from due process, right? Because all of these things are deemed to be racist, and that includes your support for the police. In order to be woke, you have to essentially be asleep on your feet, like this thing, Lauren Myers, this piece of garbage who, according to her LinkedIn account, is an incoming consultant at eCapital Advisors. She's actually calling for her fellow students at the University of Minnesota to disrupt that police department and make their lives, quote, a living hell. Look,
you say disrupt UMPD. What exactly do you mean by that?
Make their lives hell. Annoy the shit out of them.
Okay.
I'm saying, what are they over? Do we know? I don't know if Amy, you know, if Morgan, you mentioned stuff with UMPD. Like, use up their resources, make their officers show up to something.
Is this the person that depicts the accurate representation of the values supported by eCapital Advisors? Does Lauren Myers accept the responsibility of harmed or killed University of Minnesota students as a result of any imbecilic idiot that actually listens to her and, quote, uses up the resources of that police department, resulting in, say, destruction of property, vandalism, theft, or how about assault, great bodily harm, or death that comes to students at the U of M? Or how about any cops that may be targeted, as she calls for here in her cultish, weird, satanic, and eerie dark video? I mean, she looks like a very lonely and angry girl with daddy issues, and I don't know what kind of abuse she was subjected to growing up, but she clearly fits the description of who Senator John Kennedy was talking about on Hannity last evening when he was referring to what he's now calling the wokeristas.
Let me state a few propositions that I think reflect common sense and with respect to which most Americans, other than the wokeristas, agree. Number one, most cops, many of whom happen to be black, do not get up every day and go to work hoping for the opportunity to hurt a person of color. Number two, cops are necessary. If you support defunding the police, you have tested positive for stupid.
Lauren Myers needs to seek immediate treatment for stupid and quarantine until further notice. Maybe the parents of the students at the University of Minnesota that pay a pretty penny, by the way, for their children to go to school at that woke institution should contact the administration or board to let them know that as a part of that tuition expense, they're paying for their son or daughter to be safe while they're on campus. They depend on the protection of the police to guard the lives of their most precious gifts from God. Maybe Lauren Myers, the newest consultant at eCapital Advisors, hasn't noticed that cops are already living in hell. RVM published an article this morning showing a horrific video of an unsolicited attack on a New York City police officer when a despicable and worthless waste of oxygen thug hit this NYPD detective over the head in a brazen attack. There he was, just doing his job, taking some notes on what appeared to be a vandalism scene, standing over a shattered window, when this satanic being, this vile piece of human waste, whacks him over the head with a stick. Would Loren Myers of eCapital Advisors have given him a high five and supported this animalistic behavior? I mean, this is the kind of behavior that you see at the orangutan exhibit when you visit the zoo. This unintelligent, ignorant validation for the theory of evolution should be castrated, prohibited from reproductive procreation, and sent to a hole somewhere away from civilization. But these are the people that organizations like Black Lives Matter support. These are the people that become heroes when they later pull a gun on an officer and end up getting immediate justice when they're given a permanent dirt nap. This would be the new martyr, a hero. He'd be given a hologram and some lawless autonomous zone in his honor in your neighborhood, where cops won't go, by the way, because they're scared to lose their career should they encounter another animal like this one and have to use force to make a lawful arrest. Meanwhile, the media completely silent on the attack and the death of a hero cop that was struck by a drunk driver that didn't value his life at all after she fled the scene this morning.
Just learned moments ago that that NYPD officer who was hit by a hit-and-run driver here on the Long Island Expressway has died. This area now at a complete standstill. This happened around 2 o'clock in the morning on the Long Island Expressway, heading eastbound near Clearview Boulevard. The officer was diverting traffic around an accident that had already happened when a female driver hit that officer and fled the scene. She is now under arrest. Police managed to catch up with that woman less than 10 minutes away from this scene. They took her into custody on the Horace Harding Expressway near Springfield Boulevard. She was the only person in the car.
Angel Masonette is a former NYPD detective and a member of the Joint Terrorism Task Force. He was part of the team that disrupted Osama bin Laden's last terror plot against the United States on 9/11 of 09. He joined the NYPD in 1992, served the New Yorkers as one of their finest for 22 years. Masonette joins us now. First of all, Angel, my condolences to you today on the loss of a brother. It's horrific.
Yeah, thank you, man. Horrible. Highway guy. He was working an accident scene and he was killed by a drunk driver. It's really horrible.
And then she fled the scene. They later caught up to her on the expressway. They took her into custody. She's looking at charges now. I'm sure that we'll find out later what those are. Yesterday, you published a tweet calling on your brothers and sisters in blue to post the best call or the worst situation they've ever responded to. You said, quote, "Let's show all of these cop haters that we aren't robots. Hashtag back the blue. Hashtag blue lives matter." This morning, I was reading through some of the responses. Horrific. As I've said, cops are the last defense against evil between myself and somebody who wants to do me or my family harm. We're watching them demonized every day in our media, criminalized by their own command staffs, thrown under the bus by the Biden administration and his radical communist cronies. They're being defunded. They're being targeted by radical mobs. They're being organized hits are being orchestrated by illegal immigrants, gang members, domestic terror groups like Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Who's going to take this job anymore? What kind of person is going to go sign up nowadays to be a cop?
So there's always going to be people that are willing to take the job, right? It's a calling for many. As corny as it sounds, it was a calling for me, right? I grew up in the Bronx. I worked in the Bronx as a police officer and a detective before going to the JTTF. It's because it was a calling for me. So there will be people that will be willing to take the job in spite of all the craziness and the rhetoric. The numbers are obviously going to dwindle. It's not going to be the same. People are not going to be as anxious to take the job, but somebody has to do it, right? We all have kids. We all have parents. We have people that live in the inner city. I have still people that live in the Bronx, right? I don't want to see the cops walk off the job, because if that happens, what's going to happen to my family?
So in walking off the job, is this mass exodus, is this real? Are the best cops leaving the career field? Do you blame them?
5,300 retired last year, up from over 2,600 the year before. Do I blame them? Absolutely not. Listen, I would still be on the job if I didn't get a great offer from the private sector to do all the work. I love the job. I would stay. But the writing's on the wall. So when, you know, you got to strike while the iron is hot, while they say, right? So people are leaving in droves and you can't blame them. The police department is neutered. The police department is neutered by the politicians, by Mayor de Blasio, by the city council who want to defund the police. They take away money from the police department. They're neutering us and we can't do our job effectively. We can't be proactive.
To no fault of the rank and file, by the way, there are still great cops out there. All of them. really.
Absolutely.
Are out there. They want to do the job. They want to be proactive. They want to jump out on suspicion. They want to stop the car that they know to be loaded with gangbangers, dope, and guns. They want to jump out. They want to help. But they know also that if they do, and they end up in any situation where the use of force is required, even in the most justifiable set of circumstances, they will be walked away from by their admin. They will be thrown under the bus by their command staffs. They will be investigated by internal affairs, by their state's attorneys general, by the Biden Department of Justice, which is the Obama DOJ 2.0. I don't blame them at all for going and parking under a shade tree and working on getting their minimums every day for no insurance tickets and whatnot.
Yeah. And then not only that, add fools like LeBron James, right, who will tweet out about accountability. But I didn't hear him once or see him once tweet out about the 7-year-old girl who was killed in Chicago in a McDonald's drive-thru. Little black young girl who was killed by black gangbangers, right? Probably a hit on her father. We don't know the details yet. Okay. I don't see him tweeting about that or concerned about that. Right. The cops, there's video of the cops pulling that poor baby out of that car and rushing it to the hospital and trying to save her life. That's why I tweeted what I tweeted yesterday. People have to realize this stuff doesn't leave us. I have nightmares. These victims come to me in my dreams. It happens to all of us. We have PTSD, but we got to keep going forward because we have no choice, because this is not the thin blue wall of silence. This is a thin blue line between anarchy and order. That's what we are.
Yeah. I heard Sean Hannity talking with Leo Terrell on the Fox News channel last night, and he said the question that he would like to ask LeBron James is, what about your daughter? What if your daughter was the little black girl that was just about to get stabbed in the jugular by a knife-wielding would-be murder suspect, and it wasn't for a hero cop being there at the time, by the way, with precision marksmanship, and in a split second, without hurting or harming anybody else, was able to take out that girl before she was able to kill this person. What would LeBron James say if that was his daughter? How would he have reacted to that cop at that time? Would it still been hashtag accountability? And I hope that Hannity is successful in getting LeBron James to answer those questions. I doubt that it will happen, but I hope that it does. So what is the best way, Angel, for those of us that support the police to be effective in keeping the best officers around and holding our departments together?
So the first thing is in the polls, right? You have to vote when you're voting for your city council members, when you're voting for your governors, when you're voting for your mayors. You have to vote for people that support law enforcement and law and order, okay? It's that simple. You have to vote. Instead of people running on the platform of defunding the police and police are the enemy, they should be running on the platform of police are our friends, police are trying to save us, police are the thin line between anarchy and order. And that's where it starts. And then every day when you see a police officer, give them a wave, give them a thank you, pay for a cup of coffee, do what you can for morale, right? Tell them that they're appreciated because that's what they need to hear. The younger, we have to understand a lot of these everyone gets a participation trophy kids are now becoming police officers, right? It's hard for them because they're not used to being told no. They're not used to seeing things not go their way. So this is a huge transition because they're becoming men and women, right? They're becoming tough. They're becoming the gladiators, so to speak, right, against the bad, right? And they need that support from people because it's a whole different set of people that are taking the job right.
Well, just so you know, we support you 100%. We back the blue all the way. We support the police.
I know that.
And so do all of our listeners, and we are with you. It's hard for us to get our message out because when we try to, we're deplatformed. Pro-police commentators, pro-police people, influencers on the internet are deplatformed. They're shadow banned. Their accounts are deleted. But although it seems silent and although you seem alone all the time, just know that there are millions of us. The majority of us stand with you. Sorry again for the loss of your brother. Thank you very much for your service and police, and thanks a lot for being here today, Angel Masonette.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
As the attacks continue on our cops, many are preparing for riot season. It's definitely upon us, which no doubt will ramp up as the weather continues to warm, and criminal thugs have been told by their elected representatives that the best possible thing they can do in a traffic stop or other police encounter, especially if they're black, is to resist arrest. They'll immediately become millionaires, revered as heroic figures, given a national spotlight for Black Lives Matter, and more than likely an invite to the seemingly vacant White House to meet with President Kamala Harris. Our prayers are with these officers and their families as they continue to work among the ruins and what's left of our once free republic. You heard Angel Masonette mention officers working with PTSD. It's a real thing. Veterans encounter this stuff. A lot of people are dealing with PTSD. There's a way to deal with that. The holistic and natural way of dealing with PTSD and other psychological issues like stress and anxiety, the way to do it without popping pills, without ingesting the chemicals that your doctor wants to shove down your throat, and that's with CBD. Now, Verve Forever CBD is a veteran-owned company that's now offering 50% off site-wide to everyone. That's right. Everyone will now get the veteran discount today if you go to AmericaFirstOil.com and use the promo code VET50, VET50 at AmericaFirstOil.com. CBD can help you with those aforementioned issues, PTSD, stress, anxiety, but it can also help you with physical pain, joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, arthritis, migraine, headaches, allergies, and all kinds of other things. If you need more information on CBD, go to AmericaFirstOil.com right now. Check out the positive benefits that CBD has to offer. If you're already using CBD, but you're not doing business with an America First veteran-owned company, there's no need for you to continue that. Do business with a company that sources all of its product right here in the United States and a company that's owned by a veteran of our United States military. Do business with Verve Forever. Get 50% off site-wide at AmericaFirstOil.com right now. Use the promo code VET50 when you go to AmericaFirstOil.com. Well, law enforcement is not the only place experiencing the mass exodus. Freedom-loving Americans are now fleeing these woke states governed by radical communists, heading to places that are open, like Florida and Texas. At the top of the list people are fleeing is California, governed at least for now by Gavin Newsom, who's officially going to face a recall election. We'll talk to Kevin Kiley. He's on hold in just a few moments here. He led that recall effort. But it's not just politics. It's not just the back-breaking taxes from Biden. It's not just the lack of law and order that's forcing the evacuations from California, as that state is now seeing a drastic reduction in the population as people are looking for a lower tax rate, specifically in real estate, which is then benefiting places like Florida, as it's causing an unprecedented real estate boom elsewhere, like Texas. According to Fox Business, 70% of the people moving into Dallas, for example, are from California. Here to talk to us about the financial falling out being caused by the wokeness in places like California is Carlos Cortez, CEO, independent fiduciary at Cortez Wealth Management. Carlos, aside from the real estate boom, investors are also changing the way that they do business, yes?
Yes, it is very interesting seeing how COVID has changed the ballgame for a lot of things, not just in the home, in their finances, but where they live. As you know, a lot of people have already moved to Florida. Who doesn't want to move where Mickey is at and people
I
vacate?
Do. The wife and I are actually very seriously considering moving to the Sunshine State where you're at. As you know, I lived in Florida for a period of about 8 years. I lived in the Tampa area, specifically in Pasco and Hillsborough counties. Hillsborough, very corrupt. I would now look to go to Lee County down by the Fort Myers Beach area. But for a lot of reasons, you know, Governor Ron DeSantis now being the finger being pointed at him by the witch Gretchen Whitmer, I think before she got onto the Broomstick Airlines to fly back and forth between the open state and her communistic controlled authoritarian regime state, where people are locked down. I think even babies when they're born have to immediately put a mask on and then be in quarantine. But you know, it's so hypocritical because she knows that Florida's open. So she goes there on her own and then points a finger at DeSantis, demonizing him, criminalizing him, saying that, you know, Florida is among the most infected, but that's not true. It's not. Despite the fact that Florida has one of the most geriatric populations in the union. I think on average, the most elderly population in our republic. And people are not, you're not stepping over dead bodies like cordwood in Florida. People are not falling over dead. We know that this was politicized by Nancy Pelosi. We know that this was part of the coup d'etat, the stolen election, and how it forced, you know, mail-in ballots, voting early, and all this absentee stuff. But you had mentioned when we were off the air that people, speaking of absentee, aren't even doing in-person meetings anymore when they're buying real estate. They're now looking for a house that has a room that can accommodate Zoom meetings, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Yeah. I spoke to my realtor who was in Pinellas County as well. She was telling me that people are selling their homes because it wasn't Zoom friendly and they're finding newer homes. So it's really helped her business. And more importantly, they don't even want to close in person. They want to close over Zoom. I don't know how that's done. I guess with bank wires and DocuSign, I guess.
I mean, all of this e-meeting stuff is taking, but I'm sure that, I mean, you do business at Cortez Wealth Management with people from all over the country. So some of these telemeetings, teleconferencing, video meetings are necessity for you to do business. But as a normal person, we prefer in-person contact. The shaking of a hand, the looking in the eyes of the person that we're doing business with, which of course can be facilitated through Zoom and Skype and other, you know, video means, but it's just not the same. We like as humans to interact with other humans, to go out for happy hour, to enjoy the beach with our family, to have holiday gatherings. These things are not possible in a lot of these other states, which is why you're seeing, I think, upwards of 700 to 1,000 families per day moving into your state.
Not to mention the state tax. So, I mean, we're not the only coolest state in the country with our awesome governor, but Texas is doing a good job as well. So they're seeing, I mean, Dallas is like the fourth or fifth largest economy in the world. So they can definitely be a huge impact for somebody that is in a crazy state with high taxes such as California. And so there's a lure there that Florida and Texas has where there's no state tax here on our ordinary income. So it's definitely nice to have that. But more importantly, what is really, really bothers me is that we get the mannerisms when you hit I-4 and 275 over here of the New York drivers, and you can no longer take your wife on a birthday dinner or a date without an hour reservation right now. So we are just busting out of the seams. UFC just had their fight over this past week in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I saw Dana White last night on the Fox News channel. He was on with Hannity, and he said last night, we're coming to your city. If your state is open, we're coming to your city, we're coming to your arena, and we're going to sell out. And people are. I mean, this guy sold out 15,000 seats in a matter of 5 minutes for a UFC event. They're talking 40 to 50,000 people that want to get in that can't because the arena just filled up in a matter of 5 minutes. People are craving these events. I know that my wife just bought us tickets to go to a concert here. I believe it's coming up this summer in Minneapolis. Who knows if that's going to be on or not? You know, we have the little boy child, Mayor Jacob Fry, here in Minneapolis. We have Tim Jong-Walls, the governor here, who's directly tied to the CCP and manipulated and controlled by the Biden regime. He's the yes man for the communist that sleeps half the days away. But I'm telling you, people want this in-person stuff. They want to be able to be in Florida, where, by the way, a lot of people are kicking their feet up, enjoying their retirement. If you are planning for your retirement, the best place to do that, obviously, is with an independent fiduciary, not with one of these franchises, not with one of these big CCP conglomerate banks, not one of these big names that you see, because these people are manipulated by Wall Street. These people are Biden advisors. They're pro-Biden advisors, whether you know it or not, whether they know it or not, because they're given a specific set of products that they are allowed to sell. And these are the people that answer directly to Canada, directly to China, and directly to the Biden regime that answer to Wall Street and are controlled and manipulated by them. Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management, home of the America First Retirement Plan, by the way, which you need to be a part of so you can kick your feet up someday and retire also. This is an independent fiduciary, which means he doesn't do well if you don't do well. So he wants you to succeed, not to mention he's a father and an America First patriot. We appreciate you being the premier sponsor here on Patriotically Correct as well, and we appreciate you joining us for the financial falling out. Every story has a financial twist to it. Everything that's done in politics, everything, it affects your bottom line, because the reason why these power-hungry, globalist, communist, leftist radicals implement law is to increase their own financial stability, their own financial success, to explode and propel themselves into their everlasting world of reign and power and control, which is all created by the dollar. It's all created by money in their pockets. They're interested in self-enrichment, not in yours. It's the opposite with Cortez Wealth Management. Give them a call today, 813-448-3446, or visit them online at cortezwm.com. Carlos, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks, Stu. I appreciate you.
Well, as broken by RVM, Governor Gavin Newsom's dictatorial and hypocritical reign over California's prisoners, aka citizens, may be coming to an immediate end. The recall efforts have been successful, and he'll face an opponent now in a special election, thanks in large part to Kevin Kiley. He's the author of Recall Newsom, The Case Against America's Most Corrupt Governor. Kiley joins us now, and I think it's important before we get started here that I mention Kevin Kiley was reelected to the state assembly with the highest vote total for a Republican in California history, and he's the only 100% citizen-backed California lawmaker who refused all funding from the special interest that spent millions electing Governor Gavin Newsom. Thank you for that, Kevin, and thank you for being here. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, Stu.
So what do you owe or who do you give credit to for the successful recall efforts for Gavin Newsom?
Well, I give all the credit to the people of California who made this happen. You know, we had 2.2 million people who signed the recall petition, largest petition drive in the United States history, and thousands upon thousands of just heroic volunteers who were out gathering signatures, you know, every weekend for months. A lot of folks who had never been in politics in any way before, people of all parties. You had independents, you had Democrats, you had Bernie-crats, who all came together to try to change the trajectory of California, which is actually absolutely being ruined by political corruption, which is embodied by Gavin Newsom like no other governor in our history.
Yeah, totally hypocritical as well. I mean, we saw the story at the French Laundry. I mean, the list goes on and on. Well, he allowed for permits to be built for his Hollywood elite friends that he hobnobs with and build these tents, you know, calling it safe for them. You know, we saw all of that. What about things like George Gascons and, other people that have been appointed specifically in the state of California or in Los Angeles? I mean, do these people then face the possible removal under a new governor that could defeat Gavin?
Well, so the district attorneys like Gascon or Chase Bodine in San Francisco are elected. They were elected through massive spending by George Soros, among others, but they're actually facing their own recall efforts in San Francisco and Los Angeles. And what you see happening in those cities is just unbelievable. You know, the rise in crime. San Francisco has, I believe, the highest property crime rate in the entire country. This last year, you had over twice as many people die of drug overdoses in San Francisco than died of COVID-19. And so this is symptomatic of the state's overall failures. But, you know, some of the problems in our biggest cities are unlike anywhere else in the country. By the way, our homeless population, our unsheltered homeless, is now 10 times larger than the next closest states. 10 times.
Unbelievable. Who's going to beat him? Who's going to run? Who do we expect to see here in the forefront? Is it going to be the Bruce Jenner or what's her name now? Caitlyn Jenner? Is that who we're looking at?
Well, look, there's going to be a lot of candidates probably. The last time California had a recall in 2003, there were 135 replacement candidates. But ultimately, you know, the most important thing is the first question on the ballot, which is, do you want to remove Gavin Newsom? Yes or no? That's sort of a binary question. And if you don't get 50% or more on that question, then it actually doesn't even matter who comes out on top in the second question. So, you know, my approach is that everyone who decides to run needs to think of it as being on the same team, first and foremost, in trying to make the case for removing Newsom and for fundamental change in California.
Okay, so when is this happening? When do the constituents get to put a pencil or a pen to the pad and say, yep, we want him removed, we want him out of here?
Well, so here's the thing, is that California politicians have totally messed with the recall process. They've tried to make it a lot harder to recall people. Gee, wonder why politicians would ever
Real
want
shocker.
To make it harder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have recalls. So they've dragged out the process. The last time we had the recall of Gray Davis in 2003 when Schwarzenegger won, it was like that. You know, it qualified and we had the election a couple months later. Now it's going to take longer because of all these delays they've built into the process. One of them, by the way, is you get a chance to withdraw your signature now. So if Gavin Newsom's, he wants, he can send his goons out to try to harass you into withdrawing your signature. I don't think that's going to come anywhere close to, you know, undoing the recall. So to answer your question, most people think the election itself will happen in early November, and the deadline to file to be a candidate would be a couple months before that.
Okay. And so now, do you see or are you hearing a lot of feedback? I mean, obviously, the feedback has been enormous. It's been super immense. I mean, the millions of signatures, people came forward and said, no, we're tired of this. We want him out of here. Do you think that there's going to be an issue with the 50% turnout on the Yeah, We Want Him Out of Here initiative?
Well, I mean, you know, anytime you have to mobilize, a vote of over 50% of the population to change the status quo, that's something that's a significant undertaking.
What's the data on that? I mean, are 50% of Californians voting in general?
Oh, well, so it's of the people who do come out. So if you have, even if you have a low voter turnout, so 50% of the people who participate, although I think there's going to be a very high level of voter interest. Actually, when Schwarzenegger won in the 2003 recall, it was record setting in terms of turnout. Now, it's important to note that Gavin Newsom is going to throw everything in the kitchen sink that he can at this. So far, his approach has been to attack everyone who declares themselves to be a candidate, including Democrats who have toyed with the idea. It's just totally scorched earth. You're going to have tens of millions of dollars at least that come in from the special interests who he, you know, has basically handed over the keys of the governor's office to. But at the end of the day, I don't know that that'll be enough to overpower the extraordinary citizens movement that we've built here to change the whole trajectory of the state.
What about changing actual policy or his tone on, you know, social issues, mandates, lockdowns, things like that? Do you think he's going to start easing back on some of the stuff because he sees that it was so terribly unpopular?
Well, we do know that the only thing that really matters to Gavin Newsom is maintaining his hold on power. And so everything that he does always should be viewed through that lens. You know, he just, for example, 2 days ago came out and did an executive order banning fracking, even though he said a matter in last September that he doesn't have that authority, that it's not allowed to him under the Constitution. And many people say the reason he's doing that is because he fears that Tom Steyer might get into the race sort of on the left, far, 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 far left flank. And so he's trying to take the wind out of the sails there. So, you know, and by the way, Newsom has now announced that supposedly the state is going to reopen on June 15th, which is such a bizarre thing to announce. It's like, first of all, why not now?
Right.
And then, you know, how is it that you feel like you can retain emergency powers for 2 more months, whatever might happen between now and then?
Well, there's going to be a lot of flipping and a lot of flopping and a lot of back and forth. That's what the radical left does. That's what Gavin Newsom does. That's what Nancy Pelosi does, Chuck Schumer, all of the people that we see coming out of there. So there's some positive things coming out of California, some things that yet need to be done. It's really important that 50% of these people say, yep, we want him out of here. And it'll be interesting to watch the field fill with potential candidates as we move forward. Get the book right now, recallnewsombook.com. That's recallnewsombook.com. Kevin Kiley, thanks so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Your financial future is probably the single-handed most important thing in your daily life. You think about it all the time. You think about the immediate things like paying the bills. You think about what you're going to leave your kids, what your grandkids, grandkids' safety and security is going to look like, as well as what are you going to leave for them? Will you ever be able to kick your feet up? Doing business with a pro-Biden advisor, bad idea. You know that. But do you know if your advisor is pro-Biden? Well, if they're part of one of these big banks, one of these conglomerates, one of these big franchises, the quote famous names that you hear all over the TV, all over the internet, the big dollar advertising that you pay attention to, then they more than likely are, because they have to be. They answer to Wall Street. They fluctuate. They're manipulated by what the Wall Street gangsters do, who in turn are manipulated by big box investors, hedge fund owners and organizers, managers, as well as the Biden regime. Do business with an independent fiduciary who can only be successful if you are successful, and make that independent fiduciary a God-fearing America First patriot like Cortez Wealth Management. Carlos Cortez, the founder, CEO, and independent fiduciary at Cortez Wealth Management, says that he is the home of the America First Retirement Plan. He will keep all of your investments right here onshore in the United States of America, and he will ensure that you're able to kick your feet up someday, secure the financial future of your kids, your grandkids, and so on and so forth. Give him a call today, 813-448-3446, or visit him online anytime at CortezWM.com. Well, Tucker Carlson over at the Fox News Channel, one of the only respectable and honest people that remain in today's media, was rightfully pointing out that those of us that refuse to wear masks are actually being endangered by those that choose to wear them, specifically outdoors. To nobody's surprise, Carlson has now been called out by the woke imbeciles in the Twitter sphere, by the likes of this nanny state indoctrinated specimen called Justin Barragona, who said, quote, Tucker Carlson is now telling his audience to harass people who wear face masks outside. Justin, hasn't it been your mob of violent hypocrites in our faces since the politicizing of the plandemic? I mean, if your mask works, why do I need to wear mine? And Justin, what exactly is one protecting oneself from when they're 50 feet from anyone or anything outdoors, jogging on the beach, for example, donning the Fauci mark of the beast?
Not even Tony Fauci still pretends that masks are medically necessary. Instead, masks are purely a sign of political obedience, like Kim Il-sung pins in Pyongyang. We wear them because we have to. The only people who wear masks voluntarily outside are zealots and neurotics. How neurotic are they? Well, we know. A Pew survey from last March found that 64% of white Americans who classify themselves as liberal or very liberal have been diagnosed with an actual mental health condition. And you see them everywhere when you walk down the street in any major city. If you dare to go on foot from Union Station to the Capitol, for example, in Washington, without wearing a mask, angry Biden voters will snort at you in judgment. How could you? They're saying from behind the gauze. How could you? That's the question we should be asking of them in return. The rest of us should be snorting at them first. They're the aggressors. It's our job to brush them back and restore the society we were born in. So the next time you see someone in a mask on the sidewalk or on the bike path, do not hesitate. Ask politely but firmly, would you please take off your mask? Science shows there is no reason for you to be wearing it. Your mask is making me uncomfortable.
Here to opine on that as well as several other issues. She goes on these rants and we love it. That's why she's here. She makes it her business to educate herself on all of these. And she's traveling all over the place. She has a firsthand experience dealing with the imbecilic idiots that are amongst us. Unbelievable that we have to, it's like living in a zoo almost. Deanna Lorraine, she is a political commentator and host. She joins us for Shots Fired Daily. Deanna.
Hey, Stu, thank you. And, you know, I just have to say, Tucker Carlson is getting sexier and sexier with his bold truth telling. And so are you, of course. You're right there with him.
Well,
but
thank
what
you.
He said last night was just epic. He said that we should start turning the tables around and we need to start shaming and scolding the people that wear the masks, especially those that wear them outside in the fresh air by themselves, for God's sakes, jogging or being at the beach. Because those are truly the ones that are the aggressors. They always are aggressive towards us and shame and blame us. But it's time to start turning the tables on them and turning this around and returning back to the society that we were born into, which is a normal society, not all of us walking around covering our faces, wearing Halloween masks 365 days a year. He said that we need to actually start shaming them and scolding them and making them the ones that are socially inappropriate and make it so socially unacceptable for them to wear masks outside that people just start following this and stop being obedient to this, because obviously that's what it is. It's a tool of submission and obedience. And he went a step further and said that actually we should see parents with children having masks and all masked up, especially those that are playing outdoors. We should see those as child abusers.
Yes.
And we should actually Absolutely. Call the cops on those parents. We should call the cops on those parents and even call Child Protective Services on those parents, okay? And wait there, keep calling them until they come, because those parents are complicit in child abuse. They're suffocating their children when they don't have a say in that, and they're conditioning their children to think of other people as filthy, as dirty, and becoming these germophobic, OCD, neurotic people that don't have any regard for other humans. They just want to throw everyone's under the bus.
And all of these parents, by the way, Deanna, that are allowing their children to go play hockey, play soccer, play basketball, be outdoors playing baseball, wearing these face diapers, these ineffective, scientifically unproven masks, we have no idea what the long-term implications or negative side effects to their health may be as a result of re-inhaling the stuff that their body is designed to rid itself of every time they take a breath out or exhale. And then they're doing it while they exert themselves, while they increase their heart rate. This is absolutely appalling that parents are standing for this. We saw the other day when you brought here to Patriotically Correct, or to then Patriotically Correct, now the Stu Peter Show, we saw you bring this mom who was appealing to her city council, begging them, please stop this nonsense. My son was going to have to wear a mask playing outdoor baseball. I said, no, absolutely not. They have now lifted that. So they're not going to allow. Yeah. And so now he's going to play, but he was not going to play if he was going to be out there having to wear this mask. It's absolutely unacceptable. And I agree with Tucker and you, we should call the police immediately on these people, because that is child abuse.
That's child abuse. And that, because they always say, what's wrong with you? You're endangering the public by not wearing a mask. We need to start turning it around and saying, what's wrong with you for wearing a mask, for complying with this ridiculous bullshit that masks don't even work, and you're the one that's a danger to a public. You're the one that's a danger to our natural order of things.
And if I could just say one more thing, especially these Karens that are running around by themselves in their vehicle with the windows up wearing the mask. I mean, come on. This is absolutely insanity.
Right. I was at the water park last week, and I saw people, I kid you not, they were in the water park in their floaty material wearing a mask. I can't get crazier. And when I was on the plane the other day, actually, I sat right next to a woman and her son, and she was wearing not one, not two, but for masks.
Yeah, look at this. Look at this picture right here. I mean, this is yeah. absolutely ridiculous.
And I almost got my ass kicked for that. Thank you very much. But I videotaped her anyways, and then she caught me, and I put my camera down. But really, though, I had to videotape it because I had to see what kind of a delusional nutcase is going to wear four masks where you literally can't breathe. You can't breathe at all. And then the other day, I'll just say it real quick before I get into my next rant. On a plane again, there was a woman next to me. She was apparently biting her tongue the whole time, even though I was very compliant with their mask rules, where they have to have you in between bites when you're eating on a plane or drinking. You have to push your mask towards you and swallow and eat while the mask is on you. It's insane. So at the end of the rant, she goes crazy at the end of the flight. She said, "My mom died from COVID. You're a..." Sorry for saying that, but she literally calls me a prostitute. She goes off and saying I'm a horrible person, I'm evil, I should go to hell. And she raised this huge fit. And I'm not kidding you, I've never seen anyone more delusional in my life. These are the kinds of people, these nutcases, that the CDC is turning them into. It's turning people against each other. It's making people horrible and ugly towards each other. Or maybe they already were, and this is just an excuse to get full license to be a horrible person to each other,
yeah.
a garbage yeah. human being. Now, Let me go.
I'm just going to ask you a question about that. First of all, it's really sparking my curiosity. I got to ask you, was this person physically unattractive?
Well, she actually was a decent looking woman, but inside, no amount of electrol. Oh, she screamed. She said that my legs apparently weren't shaved as well as hers. And she said that she got electrolysis on her legs. And, you know, I mean, this woman just went on this rant that was, you know, it was above anyone's head.
The only reason I'm saying that is because I just find it curious. It's notable that the majority of these woke Karen leftist imbeciles are typically physically unattractive. They're ugly people, yeah. Both inside and out. And I think they live proverbially in this lost cycle of self-anger and insecurities. As they look in the mirror, they have to deal with that physical ugliness as well as knowing that on the inside they're full of lies. They go to sleep at night knowing that they're believing the propaganda of the CDC and, you know, mommy media and big daddy government. So they're just notoriously ugly people, both inside and out. Anyways, go ahead. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure she was a 7-time cat lady owner. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what her future was. But also trending on Twitter today was millions of Americans are skipping their second dose of their vaccine.
And shocking.
Big speculation is, why are millions of Americans skipping their second dose? It's most likely because of disinformation and misinformation being spread by right-wingers, such as Fox News. And I find this to be so hilarious. First of all, congratulations to you people that are maybe waking up and deciding to skip your second dose of vaccine. That's awesome. Maybe some of you are finally getting the message. But number two, it's maybe the fact that people are getting a massive side effects, that 60,000 plus reported adverse side effects already from the vaccines, over 6,000 deaths at least from the vaccines.
And we're talking about now even, infertility issues, the menstrual cycle side effects, the babies are dying, people are having miscarriages, large amounts of people having miscarriages. And coincidentally, right after receiving their second injection or even just being around somebody who ingested this poison.
Right. It's contagious, right? It's like radiation.
Must be.
Sadly, one of my brothers fell for it. He got the vaccine and he was describing to me about how the day after he got his vaccine, for days, his legs felt like cement blocks and he could hardly move them. Said, "Oh my God," checked into it. It turns out that was the blood clotting factor. That's one of the side effects of it. So these people are reporting these insane side effects that are very real. Maybe that has to do with people not taking that second dose of vaccine instead of misinformation or disinformation. And of course, we have all these little lemmings commenting on these posts saying, "Get your vaccine, dummy. It's not that hard. Just take it. I had no side effects. Just go for it." Like we're all supposed to just get in line and take it and just play Russian roulette with our life.
Yeah. Go get your vaccine. Cover your face with a mask. Go assault the police. Make their lives miserable. Burn down that local business. Shut everybody up. Intimidate them with violence and anarchy. Yeah. Oh. And hate old. And hate, by the way, hate old white men. But then turn around and elect old white men.
It's just, and then marry all white men.
Yes.
Like Don LeBron.
Yes, exactly. Oh my God, you can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't make this stuff up. And, you know, it's funny because there was a stupid infomercial that came out last week of Shaquille O'Neal and Obama and Charles Barkley coming out with a big PSA strongly encouraging the Black community to roll up their sleeves. It was called Roll Up Your Sleeves. And he literally said, Obama says, when a president tells you to do something, don't question it, just do it.
Yeah, obey.
Obey. He literally said that. And then Shaquille O'Neal says, hey, all you Black folks out there, forget about what happened back in the day, you know, when you guys were poorly injected and a bunch of you died from vaccine. Forget about what happened. Right now, the COVID vaccine is most important. Just forget about the past and take that vaccine because your president tells you to.
What a tragedy.
If that's not brainwashing, I don't know what is. And they treat the Black community like they're stupid clowns that'll just do whatever the hell they say.
Yeah. And then they feel that they're a proper representation of Black people. LeBron James feels like he's the representation of all Black people. These Hollywood elitists, all of these liberal pseudo-aristocrats, they get up here on this soapbox of love and humanity, while what they're really doing is, and this is a tragic thing, and Deanna, I'm just going to get serious for a second. This is really sad. They still enslave these Black people in the ghetto. I mean, the ghetto is really the New Age plantation, the democratic plantation for impoverished minority people, and they're trapped. They're under the thumb of the government, convinced every day that they cannot go do something, they cannot go be anything great, and it's because of their white peer that sits across from them in the classroom, or their white coworker that sits next to them in the cubicle over there that doesn't wear her mask because she's somehow privileged. No, what it is that these people are pandering to you for your votes, and the only way that they can ever win an election is if they buy it, and that's why they only speak to the Black community during election cycles. This is not something new. Wake up. The real woke are people who are actually up off of their pillows and observing this stuff, independently thinking critically on their own and without being brainwashed by the propaganda. Get away from the CDC. Get away from these government websites. Get away from Fox News Channel, because they are also indoctrinating. I haven't seen something on, I mean, Newsmax, let's just face it, the competition that we're dealing with here, Deanna, specifically the Stu Peters show, is what I'm dealing with, is Newsmax, OAN. I mean, Newsmax, let's face it, they're halfway liberal anyways. And so, I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's really something in this world of mis and disinformation. I find it to be a breath of fresh air, very refreshing, very enlightening that you come here every day and bless us with your presence. Thank you very much for this segment of Shots Fired.
Yeah. So, and then one more thing. Now, President Trump says that he's strongly considering making a PSA of his own, strongly encouraging his own base. It's going to be designed for his own base to roll up their sleeves and get the vaccine, get the shot, as he said, and it's going to come out soon. Now, I strongly encourage him not to do that, because I think he'll lose his base if he does that. But a bunch of his inner circle are telling him he needs to do that. He was on Fox News and Newsweek last week, President Trump, saying, Melania and I both got our shots. It was totally painless, so you guys should go out and get your shots. It's a lifesaver. It's not really a lifesaver when there's so many deaths and it's been unproven, it's untested, and so many adverse side effects, President Trump. But his closest circle, including Michael Caputo, are saying, President Trump, in order to keep your legacy alive, which they're saying his legacy as a president was Operation Warp Speed, that's his legacy. They said he's at risk of losing his big legacy as a president if he doesn't push more of his supporters into getting the vaccine. They said, we are not going to reach herd immunity, President Trump, unless you push your supporters into getting the vaccine and at least half of your base gets moved into the fully vaccinated category. So he's strongly considering it. And I think this is the worst thing. This is the worst piece of advice that they could give him.
I agree.
But they say he should be owning his Operation Warp Speed. He should really take credit for it. And he should also talk to us in his language, his special language that he talks to his base about, and get this PSA out there as quick as possible.
Well, I would say that the legacy of President Donald Trump is not Operation Warp Speed, but it's Operation Great Awakening. And it is as a part of the Great Awakening why we are all questioning what this government is pushing at us right now, as they were trying to take credit for the vaccine. I say to Donald Trump, go ahead and let them take credit for all of these dead bodies, all of these dead babies, all of this negative side effects, all of this fallout that's happening as a result of this vaccine, which, by the way, to no fault of President Donald J. Trump, he had no idea what was being rushed to the market. He had no idea. But the minute that this starts happening is immediately when he should back away and say, you know what, you're right, Americans, you need to wake up and you need to use your own brains critically think on your own and weigh the realities and the side effects of what's happening with this thing.
That would be a much more powerful statement, and his base would truly appreciate that much more. I don't know why he doesn't get this. He's getting bad advice, or maybe he's ill-advised. I don't know what's going on, but honestly, President Trump, if you are still pushing this vaccine and if you get this PSA out there urging your supporters to take the shot, I fear you're going to lose a lot of support. And I have to say, too, as much as I love and support President Trump and always have, I can't stand by and support somebody who's going to push this deadly, unproven vaccine on us. I'm a sovereign person. I have free will, my body, my choice. And all of us should say no to that. If you want to get it, go get it. But enough of this hard selling sales tactic, enough of this pushing of the vaccine. If we don't want to get it, we don't have to get it. And especially don't take credit for all these dead bodies and all these illnesses, people's dead grandparents and everything else. This is the last thing that President Trump should want to take credit for. It. And I sure hope he doesn't come out with it. And all of us should feel the same way. We should hold all our leaders accountable, including President Trump. And we shouldn't support people who are against bodily autonomy and pushing this damn unproven vaccine.
You know, President Trump beforehand. Yeah, there you go. See, I saw you were going to do it. President Trump beforehand, he was in the business of telling people you're fired, right?
Right.
This is how he made himself famous. You're here every day, Deanna Lorraine, firing shots. Now you're firing shots at the vaccine, and the shot itself, the shot in the arm, ought to be fired. So shots fired everywhere. Shots fired. Shots, fire the shot.
Shots fired everywhere. Shots fired.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Cortez Wealth Management is the premier sponsor here on the Stu Peters Show, and the reason for that is because me, Stu Peters, I, being yours truly, will only agree to do business with America First Patriots. It's why I have ignored major contracts. It's why I did not respond to the temptation of immediate money and enrichment and blowing up in fame with all of this distribution. No, no, no. Nonsense, because we're not going to water down our narrative. We're not going to omit the truth for the sake of dollars. That's not what my calling is here, and I will never abandon you. You can always trust me to bring you the truth, and I trust Carlos Cortez when I'm referring you to Cortez Wealth Management. I trust him because he's an independent fiduciary who only succeeds if you succeed. That means he doesn't just take your money and then consider you to be a number and move on. He actually has to assess your individual circumstance, and he wants to help you. He wants to because he is a believer in our republic. He is an America First patriot. He is a God-fearing Christian. He is a family man. He is a father. He is a husband, and he understands what it means to wake up every day and plan for the future, plan for kicking your feet up, plan for retirement. Maybe you want that condo in Florida. Maybe you want to leave something for your kids. Maybe your tuition for your kids is very important so that you can send them to a school or a university where, by the way, they still have police protecting them in a non-woke environment. But anyways, he understands what the financial burden is that you bear, and he wants to help you with that. So if you're doing business with a pro-Biden advisor or anybody who's not an independent fiduciary, anybody who's not a God-fearing patriot, then you owe it to yourself to give Carlos Cortez a call. At least call him. Write the number down, 813-448-3446. Again, that's 813-448-3446. Visit him online. He is the home of the America First Retirement Plan, CortezWM.com. That's America First Retirement Plan, Cortez Wealth Management, the home of that plan, and the home of the America First Patriotic Fiduciary, Carlos Cortez. Again, visit him online. Make sure that you tell him that Stu sent you when you go to CortezWM.com. That's CortezWM.com. Being able to provide these stories for you, the research, the time that it takes, is my pleasure. I love doing it. It's a privilege and an honor to be here with you every day, and it wouldn't be possible without our sponsors. So we do want to thank Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management. We also want to thank Tim Klund over at Verve Forever. Now, Verve Forever, the CBD company, the America First Patriot CBD company. You can find that product at AmericaFirstOil.com. 50% off, by the way, right now, if you use the promo code VET50, that's VET50. It's the veteran discount, but it applies for everybody. But I say all of this to say that funding for a show like this, it doesn't just pour in. And so for those of you who have been to StuPetersRadio.com and made contributions, you don't have a product or a service that you want to advertise, but you do support the cause. And you go to StuPetersRadio.com to do that, and we really appreciate that. We want to. I don't have the time to thank every single one of you. I would love to. I would love to absolutely put your names all over the place, but I don't know if you want that either. We do have a very exciting clothing line that's going to be released, as well as, I can't really tease this, but at the beginning of May, we do have another sponsor coming on board, and you're going to absolutely love the product. You love Cortez Wealth Management. Many of you have reached out to me and thanked me for sending you over to Carlos Cortez. He's taking care of people. He's an America First independent fiduciary. It's very important that you do business with somebody like that. And so it's also very important that we have the ability to take a look inside of reality, what's really going on. We are guided and protected here by this bubble of big tech. Big tech gets in the way of what it is that we're allowed to see. For example, if you wanted to dig into the relationship between Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, the criminal arrangement that they refer to as a marriage, I could speculate that you would more than likely find that his wife, both he and her, graduated from Harvard, that you would find that she is probably directly connected to nefarious, evil-wishing, CCP-controlled Chinese operatives that want to do harm to America. But if you go do a search on the internet, of course, you won't find anything because big tech controls all of your findings. They control what's out there. So having whistleblowers or people on the inside is extremely important. And you guys are out there on the inside. We have a brave source inside of law enforcement that's providing information, showing us the real picture of what's happening on the streets of Minneapolis. And it's also happening around the country. If you have some woke things that you want to give us, if you have evildoers, anything that's in your life and you've had it, you're tired of it, do the brave thing and reach out to me, StuPeters@ProtonMail.com. All of your information will be kept 100% confidential. Also, we love hearing from you. We love hearing your direct feedback. I personally listen to every single voicemail message that is left when people call 1-877-45-WARRIOR. Call the number. Feel free to leave us any feedback, suggestions, concerns, or comments. We even like hearing from you haters. Call 877-45-WARRIOR and leave us your feedback. We appreciate it. Make sure to join us on Rumble. Also, visit redvoicemedia.com for all of the truth that you want. Follow me on Twitter @RealStuPeters, Gab @RealStuPeters. I'm on Telegram, t.me/StuPeters as well. Come and find us. No excuse for missing out. Until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way that you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, made to be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid that radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save